T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for Bonte.
Let's just put the rat on the table, goo.
Stiney.
My thought, I die alone. I laugh the loudest today.
Yeah!
And Guru.
Hell yeah! So I go, who paid for me? She goes, sir, it's free when you're over 44.
On 95.7, The Game.
Good morning, Matt Stein, Matt's Darryl, the Guru Johnson, and Bonte Hill with you for the next 4 hours, and we're going to get right to it. Tim Ryan, the color analyst for the San Francisco 49ers radio. This is what he said. I'm reading what he said about Lamar Jackson. He's really good at that fake Lamar Jackson, but when you consider his dark skin color with a dark football, with a dark uniform, you could not see that thing. I mean, you literally could not see when he was in and out of the mesh point. And if you're a half a step slow on him in terms of your vision, forget about it. He's out of the gate. That's what Tim Ryan said. It's gotten him suspended for the Sunday game against the Saints. Gentlemen,
I got a problem there, Bonte, and I consider myself Malcolm X. I consider myself, I come out when I feel like
Malcolm X. I'm Malcolm X when I need to be.
Too much Godfather Harlem.
No, that's a great show. But my point is, Bonte, I've been around. I've been a victim of racism. I know right from wrong, and it doesn't even, regardless of what nationality you are, you know right from wrong. I tell you guys every day, we live in a different society, and it bothers me. We are too sensitive. And all of I'm going to say about this matter is, I'm more outraged that it's so important, but they give them one game. And I came in here and looked both of you in the face yesterday, and I said, Lamar Jackson in that dark jersey in a cloudy day, Steiny, that's to his advantage. And to me, I felt that way. Now, Tim Ryan, to me, getting out of bed, washing his face, the intent was not to use racism, Bonte. He took it to the next level and brought the skin color into it. And I'm sitting back like, okay, the intent. I'm focused on the intent. He wasn't trying to be racist, and we're in a new world, and maybe I need to get with it. But as a black man, I was not offended. But all night, I'm on social media with all ethnic backgrounds that I consider friends, and everybody's arguing it was over the top, or why are we offended as black people? And that's where I'm at, Bonte, because I told you yesterday, the black jersey made the ball hard to pick up. I just don't get why he's suspended. Why couldn't he have been talked to? And then you're going to come down with one game? You're not going to get fired? You're going to get one game? Well, what's going to happen in 7 days? That's the joke and outrage to me, is why only 4 quarters is this man suspended, and we're supposed to think whatever the problem is or the sensitivity is going to be fixed in 1 week. Help me.
Yeah, it's a hell of a take. It's a hell of a take. Let's start with the dark skin thing. We've all watched football. We've all played football. We've all seen it for a number of years. What his comments did to me, first of all, they were stupid comments. How can you even think to say something like that? Oh, dark skin, dark football, like dark white, what? I've never heard of anything like that. So what it did right away was take away the execution that Lamar Jackson has with this option type of offense. Peyton Manning play faked well. Tom Brady play fakes well. Oh, Tommy Frazier back in Nebraska in the early 90s did this better than anybody. I never heard anybody even come close to saying, well, dark jerseys, dark skin, dark football, blah, blah, blah. Lamar Jackson wears a white jersey. He wears a purple jersey. They wore all purple under the lights against the LA Rams, and they didn't know where the ball was going. I think at the end of the day, It was a dumbass comment by Tim Ryan. And how could you even come to even think to say like, oh, dark jersey, dark. Like, I bet you those players aren't making that excuse. Dark jerseys. Like, somebody would have said something after that game. Buckner, Bosa, Arv said, you know, it's really tough to pick up because of the dark jerseys. That hasn't even come across anybody's thought process, at least to my knowledge here. So I thought it was a dumb comment.
Were you now, offended, B? As a black man, were you? I wasn't offended. What's that say about me?
I don't know if offended was a word, but I was taken aback. I was taken aback to think, like, how the hell could you come up with something like that? How could you possibly come up to say something like that and not even think and double back on it and say it again?
Should he have lost his job, Vontae? I'm just asking you. I don't believe should have.
I don't think he should lose his job per se, but knowing Tim Ryan's history with that franchise and being a shield for the San Francisco 49ers, a shield. And if you heard there's a sound coming around where he's yelling at a fan during the broadcast on air. Tim Ryan is a guy who is shield for this franchise. You see him before the games. He's walking on the field like he's a coach, like he's a GM or something like that. Like, the guy feels himself a little too hard, and people like that need to be checked. He needs to be checked. So a suspension, maybe he should be suspended indefinitely, but I do think there should be some course of action.
888-957-9570. This is obviously, it's not only a hot topic, it's an important topic. If you want to get in and weigh in, we welcome all your calls. And I mean, honestly, this is where, I'm proud to do a show with you two guys because I'm going to end up learning something today. Kevin in San Mateo, get us started, man.
Hey, yeah, what's up, y'all? First time caller, love your show. Thank you. I really appreciate both comments that were made. I'm more with Guru in that I think these are comments you might have heard, and people could disagree with me, but in many barbershops, I could see some cats in a barbershop sitting around talking about, yeah, man, that cat yesterday with the dark skin. I could see people saying that. It wouldn't be so bad. And I think the one-day suspension was necessary for the NFL to show that, oh, we're doing something. But I agree with Guru. If they thought it was a real problem, that's not going to change it. But they had to take some kind of action. That's my comments.
Thanks, Kevin. Appreciate it.
And I just real quick, Stoney, I want to add this. We can go on social media, and I do, and I try not to, and you see police brutality against black folks. That's what I get outraged in. That's when I sit and look and think about my kids and their future. Like, how can this be? How could somebody abuse their authority? So I've been hearing real quick, Stoney, a lot of, he shouldn't have said it out loud. If he didn't know and he wasn't trying to be racist, why is he suspended? What? So it's better if you keep it inside? Why can't we have dialogue about a man that was describing Vontae to me an advantage
right.
of but it's the not football an, but being the, disguised in the uniform, right. which a black man but, I am. So had I Guru, said that, would it have been a big deal? I'm no, just asking you to.
I don't know. I don't know because I would have called you out and said, that's stupid, Guru. That's a terrible take.
Well, you do it all the
because
time. Yeah.
Because we've seen quarterbacks, whether Quincy Carter, Michael Vick, Randall Cunningham, Warren Moon. We've seen black quarterbacks before, and I've never, ever, 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 ever heard anything remotely close to somebody saying, oh, well, you know, it's tough to pick up the football because of their skin color. What? Are you kidding me? Yeah, Are you joking?
Yeah. I'm focused on the jersey.
And it takes away by saying, oh, you know, they had black jerseys on and was raining. It takes away from the job that Lamar Jackson has been doing all season, running that offense. It takes away from the execution. So it's an excuse. You're looking for an excuse on why the 49ers couldn't stop him. Granted, he's the Niners. He's the voice of the Niners, right? He's a color analyst for the 49ers. So he's going to be more on the homer side than he is going to be objective. Mm. So making an excuse for the defense, okay, that's okay. But when you bring skin color into it, it's like, Tim, really? Dark skin, really? He's played this game for a number of years. He played at USC with the brothers, Willie McGinnis, guys like that. Has he ever said anything like that? Has he ever thought, man, I can't pick up the football because of skin color? Has he ever told one of his teammates like that when he played? That's what I want to know, man. I just thought the comments were out of bounds. Now, whether he should get fired or not, that's above my pay grade.
One game suspension.
That's above my pay grade.
That's offensive to me.
Can I?
Yeah, go ahead. I've been bumping.
No. That's the one thing you said early that you were offended. Am I portraying this right? The reason you don't like this one game suspension is because you think there's a contradiction. And on the one hand, they're saying, well, look at this.
This is so
this
egregious.
Racial statement. Yeah,
no
this
doubt.
Guy might be racist.
No doubt.
But we're only going to, like, they're one grading
game.
Levels
no
of race.
No okay. Exact. It's gotcha. It's an oxymoron. If this was so in the nation's talking about it, this is what we love, the divide. And it was so bad, Bonte, he gets one game. And if I'm the Niners, why wouldn't you play the role, which I think they're doing by this one game, and say it's indefinitely and make it one game? But to say if everybody's in an uproar, however you take it, I can't make you feel different. But as a black man, I keep saying that, I am not offended by the illustration or the point he was trying to get to, Bonte, and then he gets, oh, by the way, if you two didn't know, one game.
Yeah, one game. I think that one game happened because he's been a very good shill for that organization. A very good guy. Where it comes to protecting him, you go look back at the Kaepernick situation. This guy, and there's a couple other guys that I'm not going to name, was actually trying to put it in a stratosphere here in the Bay Area that Blaine Gabbert could be the franchise quarterback. He's better than Cap. Cap can't do this. Cap can't do that. And anybody with an intelligent football mind, anybody who watches football, knows damn well Blaine Gabbert is not a franchise quarterback. But that's the same guy who did it. That's the same guy who protected Tom Sula. That's the same guy who protected Trip Baalke and said they made the right moves. Same guy who protected Chip Kelly. And now you see him. Come on, man. That's why they only gave him one game, because he's been a good employee for the organization.
Let's go to AJ. AJ's in Berkeley. What's going on, AJ? How are you, man? Thanks for calling.
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, like on the show before, man, I'm going to get straight to it. Guru, you're contradicting yourself, man. You're saying you weren't offended, but then you're offended that they gave him a one-game suspension. Real quick, nobody's focusing on the reason why it was offensive. It's because of the relationship of white people and black people in this country due to racism and black people being demeaned and being taught that they're ugly and their dark skin has negative why it was offensive. And Guru and other black people should be offended because Tim Ryan felt comfortable enough to make that type of comment. So I don't believe he should lose his job, but he does need to be put in check, and people need to be made an example of that you are not allowed to say things like that. So that's all I got.
Thanks, AJ. Appreciate it. I'm going to stick up for Guru. I don't think he is contradicting himself. He's making a point that if on the one hand you're saying this is so big that it's on the national shows, everybody's talking about it, then why is it only a one-game suspension? I think that's where Guru's coming from.
That's exactly where I'm coming
from. Okay, gotcha. Let's go to Jose. Jose's in East Palo Alto. What's up, man?
Hey, what's up? How's it going?
It's going all right. How are you, man?
Good. I just wanted to point out that, man, 49ers should be ashamed of having this guy call their games. I mean, that comment that he said, It's not something you can say while you're on live on basically during the game. And basically what I was going to say is everyone deep down inside has some racism in them, okay? And it doesn't come out until someone pushes your buttons enough. And this guy was upset that the 49ers were losing, and he couldn't find an excuse, so he came up with the lamest excuse possible. Mm. What do you guys think?
I think there's something to the fact that, yeah, he was looking for a reason why they, you know, or, you know what, I that part of it, I think is kind of a homer analysis of a guy trying to come up with a reason why the defense couldn't shut him down. That's what I think. And then he went there from kind of being a homer.
Yeah, and
to there.
You've enlightened me, or I don't want to speak for you, because I didn't take Tim's comments as he wasn't trying to give Lamar Jackson any credit. That's a given. Right. I felt like what he's doing, whatever jersey, is so generational. This is transcending that you get props automatically. So I didn't take his comments that he wasn't trying to give Lamar's propers.
Right.
It was why Bosa looked like, which way did he go?
He was making an excuse for the defense. Yeah, and it was like, Nobody's been able to slow down Lamar Jackson, no matter what. He was at Louisville wearing white jerseys, red jerseys, and sometimes black jerseys. When he played at Clemson against Deshaun Watson in college at Louisville, what was the answer then? Was it because it was a night game? And he's, is that the reason why he was, like, it just didn't make any freaking sense. And I've never even heard anything. I don't think Tim Ryan is racist at all. I've met the guy, I talked to him. I don't think he's racist at all. But I've just never heard anything like this. All the black quarterbacks we've seen in the league, hell, all the white quarterbacks I've seen in the league that has been great at play fakes. It's like saying Taysom Hill, right? Taysom Hill with the Saints. Yeah. We're going to see him Sunday with the Niners and Saints. They're wearing all black. Taysom Hill's running a wildcat. Is it tough to see the ball because it blends in with the jersey? Like it just doesn't even make sense. It doesn't make sense what Tim Ryan said. That's why he needs to be checked to realize, like, oh, man, I got to do better than this. That's not an excuse. A jersey? Come on, man.
Lucky's in the city. What's going on, Lucky? How you doing, man?
Hey, what's going on, Steiny, Bonte, Guru? How y'all feeling today, man?
All right. Good.
Hey, well, you know, my thing is, man, I'm a native San Franciscan, man, and I've been experiencing these battles within races for years, man. And it's sad to see that Tim Ryan made this comment, because we all know Lamar Jackson is a good player, regardless of what color uniform he's playing. So that tells me that maybe that's something deep-seated that he had, you know, because just like what you guys were saying earlier, he said the same things about Kaepernick, which was disrespectful because Kaepernick is still better than any 12 or 15 quarterbacks right now. Blaine Gabbert was garbage, and it showed. So Tim Ryan should be suspended more than one game. As a matter of fact, he shouldn't even be able to speak on the radio until the playoffs, or I'd say even after the next year. Give him next year. Mm. Then he can come back on. Because it's disrespectful. It's disrespectful to the black community and everybody else of color, man. I just don't feel it.
Thanks, Lucky. Appreciate the call. Is it fair to bring up, and I'm not 100% sure of his takes on Kaepernick, but is that part of this equation?
Oh, they're
for you
going
guys?
Back. Bonte, it blew my wig, as they say, when you brought that up. Because now, yeah. And then the audio of last week's game.
Right.
And here I am trying not to defend them, but I understood the take. Now I'm like, I'm putting it together, and I'm feeling some type of way.
Yeah, I want to make a clarification real quick. These comments that Tim Ryan made about Lamar Jackson were from an interview yesterday. On the radio. During the game broadcast on Sunday against the Ravens, you can hear Tim Ryan telling a Baltimore fan to shut up. Clearly the fan was being loud, and Tim Ryan had heard enough of it, and he told the fan to shut up. He had
just
a big mouth,
up.
And they ended up having to kind of address it in the middle of the game that Tim Ryan had said this. Now, the stuff about Kaepernick that he said, you guys are more familiar with it.
Well, it's just dogging him out and pumping up Blaine Gabbert. And it's like, how can anybody with a brain who's played football? And you know, it's because I worked at another radio station before I came over here to 95.7 a game. And, you know, you're just like, you're listening like, Blaine, like, you really gonna, like, Blaine Gabbert? Like, you think he's a franchise quarterback? And it's just like, some of the comments was like, man, he's really defending this football team. And that's fine. They cut the checks. I'm sure if I worked for the Golden State Warriors, I'm going to be a little bit homerous. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to be very critical of what they do because they're cutting my check. So I can't fault Tim Ryan too much for that. But you look at the body of work of who he is and what he's done with the 49ers, and you see the 49er fans say, man, this guy's been a shill. This guy said this. He said that. The comments, look, I don't believe he's racist. It's just a very dumb and ignorant thing to say that the skin color had something to do with the execution of the game this past Sunday.
This is the rat on the table. How are the black players going to react to this? So I'm disappointed in the Niners because you surely couldn't have surveyed everybody in that short amount of time yesterday with them being on the road, Bonte. How is this going over to where he can just come back in the booth if some of the guys, most of the guys, maybe none of the guys because they know him, does he get the benefit of the doubt then? Or who's going to step up? Is Richard Sherman going to say, I know what point. I was out there trying to defend Lamar Jackson. I see where he was going. Because to me, that's what's offensive. The one game, Bonte, but did you survey your players?
Right.
The black players?
I love this tweet or this text on the Chin Lotto Body text line from 678, something we talked about before the show, Steiny. Peyton Manning was known as one of the best play-action quarterbacks for Indianapolis, one of the best play-action quarterbacks of all time, and they wore white jerseys, you know, on the road all the time. Did that give Peyton Manning advantage because he's a white player and he had the white jersey? And it's like, oh, where's the ball at? We can't see it because there's nothing. Like, it just doesn't even make sense. It doesn't make sense, Steiny.
Well, yeah, when I first read it, my first thought was he's taking credit away from Lamar Jackson.
Wow, right.
That's
see,
the first
I
thing
that?
I thought of it. And then I, you know, because you're familiar with the situation, like, well, he's a 49er guy, so he's probably a little bit of a homer. So he's trying to make an excuse for why they couldn't shut Lamar Jackson down. But my first thought was he's trying to take away from Lamar Jackson's greatness.
Wow.
And I mean, I came in today and my first question was, wait a minute, does he wear those, you know, the long black sleeves?
Right. Yeah, I remember I was like, what do you mean?
Because I didn't, yeah. And I was thinking, well, what would that matter? I didn't understand it. I didn't understand it either.
And to clarify, Bonte, that went over my head that he was taking credit away from Lamar's greatness. Right. And I see where you guys are at. But please, again, not to be redundant, do remember your partner, me, said I had a headache watching that game because of the dark jersey on this Sunday. Not all the time, Bonte. This Sunday, they were in all black, and I felt like that ball, which is brown, gets right. darker when it's wet. I just felt like that was an advantage. But I didn't think those words coming out of my mouth, and maybe it's because I'm black, nobody took it that way. I never in a million years would think what you guys heard Tim Ryan say, that he was taken away, or that's right. why he was being great.
But the difference is that I think you can say a guy wearing a black jersey trying to execute that kind of play fake with that kind of ball,
okay.
it is more deceptive than a guy in a white jersey. But we're talking about Lamar Jackson's arms yeah. is what we're really talking about. And that to me is... That one I don't get. And that one to me is how I looked at it and thought, basically what he was trying to say is Lamar Jackson has an advantage because he's black.
Yep.
Well, if that sure. were the case, then he was saying that if there's a white quarterback who's got the exact same ability and skills as Lamar Jackson, he just wouldn't be as good as Lamar Jackson because Lamar Jackson has an unfair advantage playing the ball fake like he does. Well, that's preposterous in my mind. Let's go to Elgin in Oakland. What's going on, Elgin?
How you doing, man?
Sure.
I just wanted to share my perspective. Like, it might have been a disadvantage for those players, but I'm a black man. It's a disadvantage for these young black quarterbacks in America. Like my 7-year-old son, who like kind of has to go through those type of things, just you know, get his spot on the team, or you know, when he's playing against a team, it's just crazy to think that that's something black people or you know, the youth, the younger people have to go through, and this is something they fight. And I go through this a lot, just trying to prove to people that my left-handed son is a good quarterback, not a running back.
Wow. Thanks a lot for the call, Elgin. Thanks for
sharing. And that's the one thing we've seen, Guru, we've seen this for years. You know, where they say, you know, the black quarterback, you know, think about Lamar Jackson. People still call him a running back.
That's another thing.
Yeah. They still call him a running back.
He should, general manager, move your position.
We had Bill Polian on and say, hey, you should move the wide receiver. Tommy Frazier never really got a shot because he was an option quarterback. And great, it may not have worked. Charlie Ward won the Heisman Trophy at Florida State University, won a national championship, and had to go play NBA basketball because they didn't think he was going to be a good enough quarterback. I mean,
we should get Warren Moon on.
Warren Moon had to play the CFL. Yeah,
his best year.
Had to play the CFL before getting a shot in the NFL because, quote unquote, the black quarterback, it's not very smart. Can't pick up an offense and read a playbook. We've heard that over and over and over. And now this guy that Lamar Jackson, after one season, you know, where everybody say, oh, he's just a running back. He can't really throw the ball. Well, I've seen him throw bombs all year. All year. He's been accurate all year. Like, he's proving the doubters wrong, but yet they're still, you know, just think about it. Mitchell Trubisky went ahead of Deshaun Watson and Patrick Mahomes. That's all you need to know.
Well, the other day, it came up why guys didn't get drafted, and I just said, as quarterbacks, I said, because they're black.
Yep.
I mean,
you did say that.
And we all know that.
Yeah.
I mean, why did Lamar Jackson last so long? Because there's still a stigma. Yeah. I hope because of the way he plays, it's going away. It shouldn't exist. I mean, I just thought it was I thought it was taking away from Lamar Jackson. We have a guy who right now is the undisputed MVP of the league, probably, or Russell Wilson. But you get my point. Mm-hmm. This is right now the most dynamic player in football. He's one of the few athletes I think right now in any sport that you'd turn on the TV to watch. And so when I thought Tim Ryan by saying that. Was cheating the kid, cheating the kid a little bit. Yep. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And I told you yesterday that I wish I was growing back up in the 70s again because the world is different. And real quick, just back to my corporate days, there were days, Steiny, where man or female, you could say you look great today, Steiny. You can't even do that anymore.
Steiny,
there's a degree to some people can take it the wrong way. So it's best just how you doing. You know, back in the day, oh, you look great, Bonte. Your hair, you can't do, and I could list another 20 new things that people can take, you know, offense to, and it bothers me. But Tim, now talking to you guys, arguing on, because social media loves this. The society won't admit it. They love this. This feeds the beast. We're talking about it. I never once, and call me ignorant, and I may be calling myself that as a black man, thought Tim was taken away from the greatness of Lamar Jackson because
what
I
did
thought
you think?
That was the obvious. I thought that, like, nobody can take it away.
Oh, I see.
You know, I'm the guy that hours before he said that, said the dark jersey, as great as he is, was making it harder on the defense to find the ball, and the cameraman, and I had a headache. I needed Excedrin.
Right.
So I never once took a step back like, he might be dismissing Lamar. And, you know,
I just thought they were stupid. And I thought right away, it's like you took away from the lack of execution, which Lo Neal was talking about when he came in for our green pre-show meeting before the show.
But the one game I'm still offended. That's it. That's the Niners. But go ahead, Stan.
All right. Here's what's coming up on 95.7 The Game, brought to you by Cresco Equipment Rentals. We're going to keep talking about this. And I also want to kind of take it a step further because the one thing we haven't talked about, Guru, you almost, or you said something similar about the jersey. I guess my question I want you to talk about or answer after the break is would it be different if you or Bonte had said it than Tim Ryan? And that's all going to be sponsored by Cresco Equipment Rentals. Starting a home improvement project can be intimidating. When you go to a Cresco Express location, they will help you find the right tools and show you how to use them. If you need it, Cresco's got it. For more information, go to CrescoRent.com.
Now, back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Bonte Hill, Darryl, the Guru Johnson, and Matt Steinmetz with you. Talking about the comments made by Tim Ryan, 49ers radio announcer. He was suspended for Sunday's game against the Saints for... I mean, what adjective would you put on those comments? Insensitive or... I don't want to say racist. I don't think I know.
Well, that's how it's coming across.
So we're talking about it here, Guru. What if you'd said it, or Bonte? What if you'd said it? Is there any fallout?
There would have been no fallout, and it would have been just like I talked to you. Hey, come over and let me, my wife, Miss Mia, cook for you. We eat this type of food in a black home, and we would have laughed it off. Or you got to be ready for this. This is what's said or done in a black home. We would have laughed it off, and then you would have chimed in. Nobody would have said a damn thing. Now, had you said, hey, what kind of food do you cook at a black house? It would have, all hell would have broke loose.
I think my family and my black friends who are on these group chats, they said, Bonte, what the hell you mean by saying that? That's idiotic, bro. Like, really? You said that on air? I think it would have been big. I mean, not as big as maybe Tim Ryan saying it because he is white. But I think people would have said something if we said that, Guru. If we said, hey, man, dark skin and dark ball. Like,
but the intent wouldn't have been racism.
It's just an ignorant comment. And we're not saying, and we're not saying,
it would have been a bad take yesterday's show.
And I'm not saying Tim Ryan is racist, nor were they racist comments. I'm saying it was dumb. Yeah. It was insensitive.
So you get suspended for dumb?
Absolutely. When you say something like that, yes, absolutely. When you bring skin color into it and you make an excuse due to skin color.
You don't know him. Well, I'm not saying you don't know him. You say he's not racist. So.
Yes, he's not racist.
People say dumb things all the time, so I'm asking
that's ignorant,
why
what
the
one-game
suspension.
Well, that's the Niners. You got to ask the 49ers.
Yeah, okay, because
I don't
would
know
love
that.
To.
It may be suspending him. Come on, man. You can't say, Guru, have you ever heard anybody in your life? You watch Quincy Carter, Michael Vick, RG3, Tommy Frander, Jamel Holloway. Yeah. Have you ever even heard anything remotely close to this?
No.
That's what we're saying. Why does skin color have to do with the fake? You're taking away from Lamar Jackson in the execution, and you're looking for an excuse if you say something like that. How does that even come into your brain and your thought process? Dark skin, dark football. Like, that's what I want to know. How does that even rumble into your head?
I stopped at Jersey yesterday when I talked about it.
I mean, did skin color even cross your mind?
Because I would have said
I assume it.
No,
didn't?
It did not.
Not even close.
I mean, it hasn't crossed mine. In fact, I needed to kind of understand what he meant.
And I just,
and that's why I asked if he wore the sleeves. Because then I'm thinking, well,
that's
he's got the black jersey. Then he's got the black sleeves.
Not the DNA.
And everyone's like, no. He's
and I just
want to
know what the Niner players think of this. And I know we're not going to hear from him this week.
I do too.
But man, not even a tweet, Bonte.
Well, they're
and Shannon
right.
Sharp, who played with Tim Ryan in the NFL, just saying what you're saying, and I'm not calling for his job. I'm just, if this is so egregious, and now I'm understanding, maybe I took it lightly. How is it? How do you have the audacity to put four quarters on
this? This is a great text, and I'm glad somebody brought this up from the 415. Ask Rob Parker if there would have been backlash if he said it. And remember Rob Parker?
Cornbread brother.
Call RG3 a cornbread brother.
And he got fired.
And he lost his job at ESPN.
Can I ask what that means?
Cornball. Like saying he wasn't hip.
He's not
RG3
really black.
Wasn't, yeah,
he's
exactly.
not really black because he dates outside his race.
You're right.
He's not really black. And he got axed.
Gotcha. Yeah. I thought you said cornbread.
Cornball. My bad. Cornball.
I'm calling you real quick, Stein, before you go.
I got you.
I'm calling you to the panel. Am I the only one of us three that have a problem with the one game by the Niners?
You're the guy who brought it up that's made me think about it.
Bonte,
I didn't think about it like that until you brought it up.
Indefinitely, and you could have made it one game.
There's a point.
Indefinitely.
You have a point.
Come on.
Right. It's indefinitely, and I think the one game was like, look, we know Tim Ryan. He's been a very good employee.
Can still put indefinitely on it.
This is the one, you know what I'm saying? Right. This is the one bad, egregious thing he said, although I thought he said some things in the past where it's like, really? You think that? But I suspended it definitely probably would have been more appropriate.
And you could have brought him back after one game.
You know, the other thing is we talk about the way Tim Ryan's talked about Kaepernick.
Now that's...
problem with that is you don't know if there was a racial component or he's just taking the 49ers side to be a company man. Like, I don't know that we can get to that. Mike in San Francisco. What's going on, Mike? How you doing, man?
Oh, good. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, you know what? I think what it is, a subconscious racism. I'll tell you why. Because the quarterback is the top position. And so Lamar is having great success. And what he's doing is finding an excuse for his success. Give you an example.
Right.
A lot of times when you see, for example, a black person driving a Lamborghini, most people think, oh, he must be a professional athlete. No one's going to think he's a doctor, a lawyer, or anything. And I think with Tim, it's subconscious racism. He's trying to find an excuse just for Lamar Jackson's success.
That's kind of, thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
That's heavy.
I mean, I thought when I heard him say that, I thought, what do you take? Why are you taking a shot at, why are you trying to figure out a reason that's not there for why this guy's so good?
Right.
Basically. Let's go to Terrence. Terrence is in Santa Rosa. What's going on? Terrence, how are you, man?
Hey, fellas, great job as usual, great topic. I'm going to get through three points real quick. I don't think Tim is a racist. I think he was talking about from his vantage point, and he just didn't do a good job of it. He should have never put in color because it does take away from Lamar Jackson's greatness. But obviously Tim knows that Lamar Jackson is great. From what I heard, I didn't hear the comments, but I heard somebody say he was trying to be funny. And I work with student athletes, and one thing that trips up people all the time on social media or in the media in general is when they're trying to be funny, especially if it's around race. So stop trying to be funny. And then the last but not least, you guys, is people have to wrap their mind around the fact that the quarterback position is changing. It's not the old statue that's sitting back there, 6'5", 230 pounds. It's changing. I played quarterback in high school, but I switched the corner in college at the University of Colorado. I knew I was going to switch. My grandfather was before all those quarterbacks you guys were talking about, Warren Moon and Rodney Peete. He played quarterback at USC. His name was Willie Wood. Nobody would give him a shot in the NFL as a quarterback, so he switched to free safety with Vince Lombardi, and he ended up becoming a Hall of Famer. The quarterback position is a leadership position. Every coach knows if you can get your best athlete to be somebody who can throw the ball, that's the perfect situation. And only two teams in the NFL right now have the best athlete at the quarterback position, and that person can throw. And that's Lamar Jackson and Russell Wilson. Love you guys. Keep up the great work.
Thanks, Terrence. Mm. Appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, Russell Wilson's obviously a hell of a leader, too.
Right.
Lamar Jackson certainly looks the part of a leader.
Yep.
The quarterback position, it just feels like, guess what? The quarterback position is open to more people now.
Yep.
More people are open-minded to who can play quarterback.
Look at Tua Tagovailoa in Alabama. Samoan kid.
Yeah.
You know, Marcus Mariota from Hawaii. Like, you're right, Steiny. It's now a diverse position. It's not just a position.
All through college, there's black quarterbacks everywhere. So that. But nobody said otherwise. He made a great point. And can I just go back to one thing you asked, Steiny?
Sure.
And Bonte answered about his friends and his household. I guess, and we hear Charles Barkley, and I'm just making names up, say dumb things all the time. With no...
repercussions.
That too. But had I said those comments about Lamar Jackson and I went to skin, Bonte, you knew it wouldn't have been from anywhere from a malicious standpoint. You knew me being black, it wasn't being racist. So there's no way, I guess, in that instance, you could tip dumb all day long.
Right, my friend.
But you knew, because we don't know, but what I'm tripping on is
we don't
the
know
fact
what...
that caller and you said Tim's not racist. So I guess what I'm asking is, forget Tim. If Tim was Tom, how many chances do you get to prove to strangers that you're not what you got suspended for?
Yeah,
because that's what's really going on here, right?
Well, he's already behind the eight ball because Niner fans they haven't forgotten what it was like when Trent Baalke was the GM and when Chip Kelly and Tom Sula was a coach and when Blaine Gabbert was playing. And
that's
Tim
incredible.
Ryan and his stance on everything. That's what I saw on social media last night. Everybody bringing that stuff up saying he's always been a shill.
Wow.
This doesn't really surprise me. Now it's time for him to go because this is unacceptable. That's what, and that's from a lot of white people. I've seen a lot of white people be more outraged than African Americans on this subject.
One thing, forget the last gentleman caller's name.
Great call.
I don't think he was trying to be funny.
I didn't hear that at all.
I kind of know
Dibs
what he
up.
Means by that. I don't think Tim Ryan was trying to be funny. I don't.
Sounds serious,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly. Let's go to Brian. Brian is in Palo Alto. What's going on, Brian? How you doing, man?
Hey, guys. Yeah, in my book, it was egregiously racist from a guy that doesn't have a good track record as far as evaluating black quarterbacks. He relentlessly dogged Kaepernick unfairly many times. And literally made it part of his mission to drive Kaepernick out of town. So it was an egregiously racist statement. Guy's a jerk, and he should have been fired immediately. I hope he is fired, and the Niners and KNDR look absolutely disgraceful right now for their conduct, lining up everybody behind KNDR. I don't see how you can say it was racist or inappropriate, but you weren't offended. Like, no, those don't work.
Right.
You either were offended or not. It was, if it was racist and it's not offensive, you're racist, period.
Thanks, Brian. Appreciate the call.
Strong. Strong. It's going to be a lot of differing opinions. I want Steiner to read Dr. Harry Edwards because I
reached out to him on Twitter to come on, but no.
I've always kind of wanted to get him on.
Yeah. He said, Tim Ryan, and I would love to ask him yesterday to paraphrase. His comments were, out of pocket, but he doesn't think Tim's a racist. So I guess what I'm asking the world is, how do you know that?
I don't
and
know.
And how many chances do you get?
I don't know.
That's all I'm asking about, because everybody's saying it was except that caller, the last one. And I hate to veer off, but I got to give you one example of something that happened to me.
Okay, sure.
I have a great friend, a white friend, Brian Giovacchini, Italian. Okay?
I just love when you say somebody's name. I just get a kick out of that.
And this is me. So we went drinking heavy. And we're driving home, me and my guy, and a family friend. I almost want to call him my best friend. We're at a stoplight. Two young ladies at an intersection, black, are crossing when they shouldn't be. We're hammered. And he says the N-word about the two girls.
Okay.
Now, in my hammered state, I was blown away, couldn't handle it then, and we talked about it almost an hour the next day because I had to bring it up. But I guess what I'm saying to people is put yourself in that scenario, black people, white people, what have you. Bonte, how would you dare? He slipped up and said that word about those girls in my presence, but yet I got years of good and him not saying words like that. Right. Do you sever the relationship at that point? Because
it's tough.
And I didn't. But I checked them as well as I could check them, but that was deep down.
Bro.
And what do they say? Alcohol is true serum. So do I throw a relationship away on one instance? Because I guess I'm feeling some type of way when people are saying Tim's not a racist, but he's out of... So what is it? When is it not gray, fellas?
I've got a lot of friends. He
brought
up in San Francisco. I don't think you're severe, but you educate him
on, man.
You may be able to get away with saying that word around me because I know you're not that guy, but you're going to say that around the wrong people and you're going to get beat up for it. That's exactly what I tell people that are not black. If you're going to use that word, you better know when to use it and who to use it around. Because some people are cool with other races saying that, which
that's a whole nother thing.
It's a whole nother thing because you get the rapper saying it and how you, but. Guru, you just educate the guy on that. You educate
him. And that's
what
I did.
But the Driving While Black, I thought you were cool there. That is real. Ryan Covey knows about that. We drove up from the Rose Bowl. We got pulled over at Pleasanton, and Covey had never been part of that situation. He goes, "They're checking. Why are you checking his ID? Why are you checking this? What's going on here?"
I'm not. Wow.
And I just kind of laughed because, hey, man, it's just another day in the life.
I mean,
we don't know if he's racist.
Well, and also, it's like, who can say what and under what conditions? Like, I remember about a year or two ago, my buddy Dana, I was out with Dana.
Your black buddy?
I had two of them, Dana and Daryl.
Yeah.
Well, we were going out, and they were sitting in the front seat. They picked me up. I got in the back seat. Well, they started to comment about how, this is, basically.
Kidnapped.
If a cop sees this, it didn't register until it did register, and then it's funny. But is it funny? I don't know. Man. Scott, Dublin, what's going on, Scott? How you doing, man?
Good morning. Just listening to this last part of the conversation as a white man, I have lots of black friends and everything, but I can tell you that the last part of this conversation kind of raised a hair on my back, because if he called me a cracker or whatever, it's okay, but that's a whole different point, and I get it. My big picture was, I don't believe Tim Ryan, in the context he was saying it, meant it the way that it came out to everybody else. I think as a player, just being on the field, he was talking about it, and I looked at the pictures and tried to figure out what he really meant. It was wrong. I think he was just saying it as he was calling it, which wasn't very wise, but I really don't believe that he was, and just from what I heard, was trying to be, mean or prejudice. But we all have prejudice. We have prejudice on the white side. We have prejudice on the black side. And, you know, it goes both ways, and everybody slips here and there. But I really don't believe on the radio you should be slipping. But on the flip side, in the big picture, no matter what everybody is saying, listening to him through the years, I truly believe he's just a ball player. You know, he's not a highly educated scholar. He's just calling it like he felt it, and it was wrong. And granted, it should not have been said, and he apologized. But, you know, what if you slipped and everybody's calling for your neck on the air because you said something, you apologized, and then we got cut everybody a little slack.
Thanks, Scott. Appreciate the call. I mean, I worry about that a lot. What if I, not necessarily racial, it could be, but, you know, if I drop the F-bomb accidentally or something comes over a hot mic.
You came close a few times.
That's why we do this thing.
Right.
Say off, 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 off. Then we can talk. We're talking about our own microphones. So just to give some perspective, thanks for saying kidnap, so I didn't have to do it.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
It's funny, I knew how.
So yeah, know exactly right. What they were. Okay, I got you. Let's go to Chuck. He's been hanging in there in Alameda. Hey, Chuck, what's going on, man?
Hey, hi, guys.
How are you?
One point. I grew up played football, high school football in the 70s, and we ran a veer offense. All the black players, we had two black quarterbacks, all the black players put white tape on their wrists so to deceive the defense that we had the ball. I mean, it was just a thing we did.
What do you mean? Wouldn't a white wristband contrast with a football collar?
We had black, all our backs and quarterbacks were black. And we put white tape on our wrists.
Okay.
So you know how the football has the white tape.
Oh, okay, okay, got it. I didn't think of the stripe.
And so when we ran the fakes, it deceived the defense.
Interesting.
I mean, and so when I heard those comments, it brought me back to my high school days. I don't know if that's legal now, if they, you know, if they outlaw, if, you know, ban white tape around the wrist, but it was effective. And so I didn't take any offense with it, and I'm a black guy. I didn't take any offense. It just brought me back to the high school days, and it worked. And, like, when playing baseball, this fat pitcher, I mean, I guess I can say fat, he disguised the ball behind his, you know, behind his big fat belly.
Fat!
And it was hard to pick up. It was hard to pick up the ball. But if you make an observation that, you know, that fat guy has an advantage because it's hard to pick up the ball, or you make an observation that, you know, it's hard to pick up the ball when Kennedy High fakes it because, you know, these guys have white tape on their wrist, it's an observation. It has nothing to do, and it was because we were black, but it had nothing to do with being racist. It was just like an observation.
Right.
I guess some observations you can't make. You can't make observations about women's physiques, even though you see it.
Right.
You can't say anything. But I guess Ryan just made an observation. Like, it's kind of hard to pick up the ball when you got a guy who's good, has good ball skills, and he's got darker skin, and the ball is dark. I mean, that's not a racist comment.
Mm. Well, thanks, Chuck. Well, wow. You guys want to hang Chuck?
Chuck, we're going to tell you about a dial pad. That's fine. Right. Dial pad helps you make.
There's going to be a lot
balls
of that today, though. But
I know.
But,
I know.
Chuck said it wasn't racist. See?
But he didn't say the jersey. He said he has an advantage because of the skin. And that, to me,
I've never heard anything like that.
Like, it's like, denigrating Jackson in a way.
Is it? You know, you get a pitcher, right? A white pitcher on a baseball mound. There's a white ball. Can I not pick up the ball because it's coming out of his hand? Is that an advantage to the pitcher because it's, oh, man, his hand is white, and it kind of blends in with the baseball. Oh, man, I can't see it. Like, it's just, it sounds ridiculous. It sounds absolutely ridiculous that, oh, man, the skin. We've watched a lot of football, man. I just never even seen anything remotely close to
and somebody. I'm going to tell you this. The pro balls don't even have the stripe on anymore, do they?
Mm-hmm. No.
What about the college?
College has some of them.
Like
they got the little white
like
half stripe. Yeah, like half stripe.
I'm going to say this, and you guys might think I'm off my rocker. There's some entity or some person scouring the internet trying to find some racial dirt on Tim Ryan as we speak, because these are how these things happen, Steiny.
Well, yeah.
They're going to go to the point. We're going to probably find his ballot when he voted. I mean, I'm not, it's wrong, but this, it's coming.
But don't
and
you
that's
think,
why I'm blown but, away that we haven't heard from the Niner players. And the fact that we haven't heard, I'm wondering if they're saying that's our guy. He slipped, the black players, he slipped up,
but it's,
and it's all good.
But shouldn't people do their due diligence before they call somebody racist to say, okay, wow, who is, because there's a lot of people out there who probably don't know who Tim Ryan is.
Right.
So they want to search and say, okay, who is Tim Ryan?
Who are you?
Who is this guy? And if they do find dirt, then hell, I mean, he created the dirt, Tim Ryan, if there is dirt. So you can't fault people for wanting to know who Tim Ryan really is.
Free the people in San Francisco. What's going on, free the people?
Hey, guys, there's two sides to this coin. So if he has an advantage because of his black skin and he can feel kind of dominant that his black skin is so great that it's making him play better, I think that's a BS look at it.
Hey, Free.
Oh, we lost him.
We lost Free the people. Free, you can call back. Taylor. Taylor's in Berkeley. What's going on, Taylor?
Yeah, so when I first heard this story, it kind of made sense to me. I'm like, yeah, it was hard to see the ball. And maybe that did have to do with the fact that he is a darker guy. But then I asked my girlfriend about it. My girlfriend's black. And she says, oh, like he basically said like he had an advantage because of his black skin. And, I had to really think about it. And I think she's right. And the way I understand it now, just for my fellow white people who might not understand why we should avoid saying stuff like this, is really because we have had a problem with racism in this country. And one analogy I'd make is like, if I cheated on my wife, there'd be certain things after that that I couldn't do that maybe in a normal situation might be okay. But because I have this track record, I got to be careful. So I think in this country where black lives haven't mattered as much in this country, we do have white privilege in this country. We got to be extra sensitive about any comment that would take away from black people, based on the color of their skin.
Thanks, Taylor. Appreciate the call.
Great call.
I mean, I just didn't. It's not like Lamar Jackson is the first black quarterback to fake a handoff.
Right. Russell Wilson does it every. He's been doing it forever.
RG3, yeah. Vic. I mean, we could go on and on and on and on and on about this. And Quincy Carter is
Dallas.
I mean, he's got dark skin.
Georgia.
He was very Georgia. Yeah. I mean, I've never even. It's hard to fathom that this train of thought or those comments could come. And again, I don't know if he's racist or not, but just think about to be there during an interview after calling a game, watching the game,
and probably you get thought asked he didn't about say it, anything wrong.
And that's what you come up with. I don't know if he was trying to be funny. I don't know if he was trying to be serious. I don't know if he was trying to come up with it. Like, how do you come up with that?
I think that's a fair question.
And he's played football for a long, long time,
Tim
Ryan is.
With a bunch of brothers.
With a bunch of brothers at USC.
All right, 888-957-9570. I see everybody on the phone lines, and I also get some people like, enough. Well, you know what? There's a lot to this. There's a lot of layers, and that's why it's important, and that's why we're going to keep talking about it. And it'll be brought to you by Fremont Bank, full service banking, no compromises.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, we're talking about a topic that's all over the place right now. Started out here yesterday, Tim Ryan, San Francisco 49ers color man on the radio. Been suspended for one game. I'm going to read it again, what he said that got him suspended. Phone lines we'll get to. Get to Guru and Bonte also. I'm just going to read it. Talking about Lamar Jackson. He's really good at that fake, Lamar Jackson. But when you consider his dark skin color with a dark football, with a dark uniform, you could not see that thing, Ryan said. I mean, you literally could not see when he was in and out of the mesh point. And if you're a half step slow on him in terms of your vision, forget about it. He's out of the gate. That's what Tim Ryan said.
would some people dare say that he was trying to paint a picture or be creative? I'm not, after you talking to you two, because I got levels to what I deem racism and what I take offense to, Bonte. And that's why I threw the Malcolm X out there. I just really thought he took it to the next level, which I didn't, talking about picking up the ball with those black uniforms and the black helmet. And I left it at that. But now talking to you two, listening to other people, you take it that he was taken away? And why would you even go to skin as an advantage? And I'm just,
right,
again, I'm blown away that he's only been suspended one game.
And I'm looking at this picture, fellas, from Sunday. Bosa chasing Lamar Jackson. While Steinmetz was reading the comments, I'm looking at the football.
Right.
That football looks pretty brown to me. Yeah. It looks pretty brown to me. Even in the rain. Doesn't look black. So I don't know, like, I just don't know. Again, I just don't know what made Tim Ryan muster up these words to explain how the 49ers got cooked by Lamar Jackson. I know they held him to 3 points in the second half, but it's just an excuse for a football team not slowing them down in a league that hasn't slowed down Lamar Jackson all season. Did you hear the Patriots say that? They wore all black against the Patriots.
The Rams.
I mean, come on, man.
Let me ask you this, B. And here I'm going to ask you too, Snotty.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Bonte, you said it. You don't, and Shannon Sharp did too. You don't think he's racist. So could he have apologized and not been suspended? Because I'm offended that this is so serious and race is that you put one game on it. So I'm asking you, could he have apologized and not been okay with you? Because
Tim Ryan apologized?
To me is BS, and it's making this as egregious as his comment.
No, because Tim Ryan's a smart enough guy to where if he would have said that during that same interview, he could have said, hey, you know what, guys? I just said something. Let me put this out there real quick. And I know it's tough in the heat of the moment, but later on he could have probably, oh, man, I just said that? Let me send out an apology right away. Yeah, after the fact, he was suspended and everybody fouled out. Yeah, of course he's going to send out a statement.
Because he's thinking he said nothing wrong. I'm just asking you, Stoney, the game is bothering me, and that's on the Niners.
What do you mean the game?
Oh, is
the
one game suspension. And I'm not calling for him to be fired. Fire him if this is this serious and everybody's in an uproar? How dare you put a game on it?
Well, that was one of your first points today, and that's the one that's kind of hitting me. Like, I understand exactly what you're saying there. Like, this is going to be the biggest piece of news. It is the biggest piece of news, and it should be right now. But if it's this big, then we should maybe be talking about the punishment.
Oh, he's not a racist. Okay, I get that. We don't know.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.